I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The Cheekwood Estate and Gardens in West Nashville is at a genuine impasse with its neighbors over traffic. Tennessean reporter Austin Hornbostel joined an episode of This Is Nashville that focused on a dispute that has turned into a legal fight over the construction of a new parking garage.
It's true that there's three times the amount of traffic there should be in this neighborhood on any given day because of the things around it, right? It's true that if Cheekwood has to stop working on this garage, then they're going to be in a mess of trouble with meeting this agreement with the city. And my read on it at this point is it's neighbors trying to find a solution and Cheekwood trying to keep going, and who knows where we end up.
Cheekwood officials have called the litigation an existential threat to its operations. Neighbors have said they just want the nonprofit to follow the zoning rules like everyone else. But both sides have a hearing before the Board of Zoning Appeals later this month. Students at Laverne High School will return to class on August 10th. But before that happens, the city's mayor says the district needs to make some major fixes to the school's facilities. Mayor Jason Cole shared photos of what looks like mold or mildew buildup and saggy ceiling tiles. He says he's worried about the conditions and that they could pose a health risk to students. A spokesperson for Rutherford County Schools tells Fox 17 that some level of mildew is not unusual during summer when moisture can get trapped inside the classrooms. There are more signs that the Music City Loop Tunnel is moving forward. The Boring Company says it struck a deal to have a stop at the JW Marriott Hotel in downtown Nashville. This is the third agreement for a stop. And Elon Musk's company says it's also in talks for dozens of other stops. The Business Journal reports the Convention Center Authority unanimously approved an easement agreement for the Music City Loop. Boring says it's working to finalize the design for the Music City Center location. This is 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.